Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Today on the program, it's news about women in music. We also tell you about an increasingly popular way to get around. But first, we hear about a very costly apple.
The Apple One changed the world and defined the world as we live today.
That is Christian Overland. He is vice president of the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn, Michigan. Last month, museum officials purchased an Apple One computer at a public auction in New York. They offered to pay $905,000 for the device, which is one of the first 50 built, and it is still working. The auction house that sold the computer believed it would sell for one-third to one-half of what the museum paid for it. In May of last year, an Apple One sold for $671,000 in Germany. Patricia Meradian is the president of the Henry Ford Museum. In a statement, she compared the Apple One to the Model T car. The Model T was the first car that many Americans could buy. Ms. Meradian said the computer put technology directly into the hands of the people, completely altering the way we work and live. In 1976, Steve Wozniak and his high school friend Steve Jobs offered to sell 50 Apple One computers to a California store for $500 each. The store sold each one for about $667. The two young men built the 50 computers in 30 days at Mr. Jobs' boyhood home. When people connected the motherboard to a monitor and a keyboard, they had the first personal computer. Mr. Wozniak and Mr. Jobs later created Apple Computer. It is now one of the most valuable companies in the world. Christian Overland says he told Steve Wozniak about the museum's purchase. He adds that Mr. Wozniak answered, "That's pretty cool."
Someday in the future, we're looking forward to having Mr. Wozniak come back and visit the Apple One. And since it's an operating one, let's see how he turns it on and works with it, because that's one of the reasons why we acquired this one, too. It's one of the 15 in the world left that actually operate.
The Henry Ford Museum says only 64 of the 200 Apple One computers built are known to exist. Officials are now working to bring the computer to the museum so visitors can see history. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Bicycle, bicycle.
Have you ever wanted to go somewhere but didn't have a way to get there? Now, Marcia James tells us how to work around that problem.
People can rent many different things today. Cars, apartments, party dresses, even surfboards to ride the waves. People handle these rentals between and among themselves. They do not need to involve any company. This system is called the sharing economy. It adds up to $26 billion in business each year. It is easy to do because of the internet, online payments, and social media. One group, Relay Rides, helps owners earn money from their cars. Anas Kasawat made more than $1,000 this month.
I've always thought about why couldn't I rent my own car? And it was difficult to find the right insurance and stuff, and nobody would do it. So Relay Rides was the perfect choice at the end.
Still, people worry about security and safety. For example, an international ride-sharing service called Uber has had some criticism involving accidents and theft. Car owners and renters both feel safer when they learn about Relay Ride's million-dollar insurance policy. The company also offers many kinds of vehicles that other companies don't have. Relay Ride's CEO Andre Haddad says Relay Rides is 35% less expensive than traditional rental companies in major cities. And he also says that is not the only reason that people like it.
I think a lot of people are sensitive to their footprint, their societal footprint, their environmental footprint. And when you think about all the cars that are out there that could be better utilized and will have, you know, less need for more cars, that's also a big motivation for a lot of our users in listing out their car on Relay Rides.
Darren Swanson rents out his bicycles on Spinlister. He says he cares about making connections with other people in his community.
I just like the idea of sharing my things. I have 3 or 4 bikes, and I don't use them all at the same time. So I thought it was a good way to meet some people and share what I have.
For Spinlister's Andrew Beatty, this kind of rental helps people who like the same things to meet.
And I really see that everywhere. We're in 66 countries now. I could go to Bangladesh and feel the same way meeting someone who loves biking as much as I do.
One time, Swanson's bicycle was not returned on time. He was happy with Spinlister's response.
They were so good about it. They gave me a credit, and they were very helpful, like immediate responses. Part of that may be the size. They're still pretty small, I believe, and that you get a lot more personal attention with that.
An independent opinion study ordered by Spinlister reports that only 4% of Americans are using the sharing services.
That's not a critical mass at all. I think at the end of the day, the companies that will be here in 10 years in the sharing economy space are going to be the companies that focus on customer service and making sure that everyone on both sides is as happy as possible.
For now, it is easy for people to share their bicycles and cars in New York. They do not have to spend very much money, but in the future, the services may become more costly and more difficult to use. I'm Marcia James.
It is all about women on today's music piece. They made some interesting news this week. But there is also some news you might have expected.
Nice to meet you, where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play.
We start with the not so surprising news. Taylor Swift is on top of Billboard magazine's Top 200 Albums list for a second week. The singer-songwriter's new CD, 1989, has sold almost 1.7 million copies since its release October 27th. Also this week, Forbes magazine named Swift the second highest-earning woman in music. Guess who was number one on the yearly grouping? Queen Bee, of course.
Mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. My man made me feel so fine.
Forbes says Beyonce Knowles made $115 million between June of 2013 and June of 2014. That also put her at number one on Forbes' list of richest celebrities. Another music megastar, Madonna, celebrates an anniversary this week. her extremely successful 1984 album, Like a Virgin, turned 30 on Thursday. The album's song and linked video, Material Girl, was such a major hit that the press often calls Madonna herself the Material Girl. Finally, on Monday, Legacy Records released the first ever album of live performances from Whitney Houston. The music star died in 2012 at 48 years old. The legendary producer and Houston's friend, Clive Davis, produced the collection. It includes a CD and a DVD. Davis spoke about the new album during an appearance on the American television program, The Today Show. He said, "The collection shows that she was the greatest singer of her generation." I'm Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us at Learning English, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., USA. The zip code is 20237. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com for more of our materials. We have audio and video programs. We also have quizzes and other activities to help you test your American English skills. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.